to Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about grief, which isn't exactly a cheerful topic, but it's an important one.
Yes, and today we're talking about how to help our kids get through it when a pet dies. Just a few weeks ago, our 16-year-old dog named EJ died, and it was rough on my husband and me, and then we had to tell the kids. We dreaded it, but we knew they were old enough to hear the truth. We didn't want to just say he ran away or went to live on a farm.
Yeah, that's tempting to say. As a mom who's had to help her animal-loving daughter get through a cat's funeral and many a fish funeral, the thing not to say is that the pet went to sleep, especially when kids are young. They might associate that with their own sleep at bedtime and have anxiety at night.
Good point. Obviously, a child's age and maturity level will dictate what you say and how much you say. Experts typically say to let the child lead the conversation and be able to ask questions. One thing to remember is that little kids tend to ask the same question over and over. They're not trying to make you crazy. They're just trying to process the situation.
One of the ways we helped our daughter get through the grief of losing pets is to make, we can buy a special statue to go on top of the grave if we bury them out back, or in one of our flower beds in memory of the pet. And we always have a funeral. This is good practice for losses that your child will face later in life.
Sad but true. There are also some great books out there on this topic.
Yeah, I love Dog Heaven by Cynthia Ryland. It's really good.
For more information on grief and kids, visit our website. That's nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.